The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Do you know the Lord? Do you really know the Lord Jesus? Is every area of your life surrendered to Him, nothing held back from Him? Is it all at His disposal to be used in any way He sees fit? If this is true, then the Lord has a word for you right at this point in history. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, the Lord says to you, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." It would appear we're going to need this word in the days immediately in front of us. So what can we expect this new national government to do? In the education field, we can expect more money to be appropriated to fund programs and curriculum that are very anti-biblical and anti-American, and which promotes a socialistic global government. The message will be that America should join this global government. We can also expect attacks on the homeschool and Christian school movements, including Jewish schools. Also, the Muslim faith will be given more and more acceptance in the tax-supported school systems. In the economic realm, we can expect great regulation on business. This means higher prices, which means fewer sales, which means the loss of business income, which ultimately means job cuts. While this won't happen immediately, I would expect by the end of 6 to 8 months for it to be noticeable. And within 18 months, I expect we'll be feeling this acutely. With a struggling economy, there will come greater and greater outcries from our national government socialists to join the global economic system which China is trying to impose on all nations. In the governmental realm, we can expect more and more animosity toward the churches which teach the Bible to be true. This will probably also include Jewish synagogues. It follows that moral issues, like trying to stop abortion and homosexuality through the national government, will be impossible unless God Himself intervenes. In short, we can expect America to more and more lose her separate identity as a sovereign nation and to become a lot more identified as a member of a, quote, world community. This is not a pretty picture. But there is something about it that is very encouraging. All this anti-Jesus and anti-Bible sentiment will cause those who are not really the people of Jesus Christ to separate from those who are. With the separation to purity, the power level always increases among God's people. The result will be that believers will be seen by their desperate neighbors to be the ones who have the light by which one can walk in this darkening world. People around us will more and more, though often secretly, come to us for the answers as to why they are alive and how to rear their families. This will work the good end of the church being the church instead of being just another social organization. God gives us an encouraging word in Isaiah 3:10. God will Himself show up on behalf of His people, even though the national government will be more and more their enemy. He says, quote, "Say ye to the righteous that it will go well with them, for they will eat the fruit of their doings." Are you one of the righteous ones because you've surrendered your life to Christ as your master and deliverer? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.